If you want to talk to a group that's thinking about the future of drone technology, you don't have to go any further than Urbana High School.
Dude, I'm serious. They use it for that. They use drones for that. Do you not know that?
Yeah, I know, but it's not the best example.
That's what I know.
It's not the best example.
Freshman Tashri Kandekar and Henry Ando, along with more than a dozen other Urbana High School students, are building their own drone, which looks like a model airplane. They've been meeting every Tuesday since the beginning of the school year as part of an after-school science club. Freshman Fiona Monroe shows off a camera she's been trying to perfect that can be inserted inside the drone.
We've got a little tiny piece of eraser underneath a rubber band on top of the button that will take the pictures. When it's in the plane like this, it will just take pictures at a continuous rate of anything underneath it.
Other students, like freshman Jared Hatcher, are programming the drone's GPS navigator.
We're not working with the camera itself. However, the main thing we've been doing is making a program that will basically take the pictures the camera will eventually take and put GPS coordinates into them based on where they would have been at that point in time.
Matt Schroyer has been teaching these students how to build the drone. He received a grant from the National Science Foundation to develop the after-school program as a way to improve science education in the classroom. Schroyer works on the program through the University of Illinois College of Education. He's been talking about drones all year at high schools in Urbana and Tuscola and grade schools in Champaign. As schools look to beef up their science curriculums, Schroyer says this technology is a really good entryway into engineering.
We're looking at taking what we've learned from this program, integrating it in the future. We think there's a lot of potential for aerial robots and other robots to be an important part of STEM education, especially the engineering part.
Schroyer says civilian drones can be used by farmers surveying crop conditions, news reporters covering a story, and emergency personnel putting out a fire or looking for a missing person. But he says the first time most people are introduced to this technology is usually through a gruesome news report of a military drone attack overseas. As we're talking, he picks up a February issue of Time magazine.
I mean, here's a copy, Time's Rise of the Drones, and they're showing a Predator Reaper above a house in the United States. And that couldn't be further from what we're working on in this classroom and what we hope to accomplish.
The Federal Aviation Administration estimates about 7,500 small commercial drones could be in the skies in the U.S. in about 5 years. But right now, private businesses are not officially allowed to use them. The FAA only grants certificates for drones to public bodies like government agencies, state universities, and law enforcement. Beyond that are hobby drones, which don't need a certificate but face strict limits that keep them at low altitude, within the operator's sight, and away from urban areas and other aircraft. The Champaign County Sheriff's Department has a drone, but Sheriff Dan Walsh doesn't want to use it until he sees what regulations come down the pipeline. He says he has no interest in using drones as weapons, but thinks they could be useful in tracking down stolen property, reconstructing accidents and crime scenes, and search and rescue missions.
We had a case where we had an individual who disappeared with his vehicle. There was concerns about self-harm. Ultimately, it was located several miles from his home. I don't remember whether it was between a 1 and 2 week period before it was found. Unfortunately, he had committed suicide. Well, if you can search something like that from the air very quickly, perhaps there could have been a different outcome. I don't know.
But a proposal in the Illinois Senate would restrict the way Walsh uses a drone by requiring a search warrant before looking over private property. However, he wouldn't need a warrant for flights over public property, like roads or highways. Muhammad Republican Chapin Rose is a co-sponsor of the measure.
You just couldn't fly it up into somebody's window and look in on a regular basis. And you know, I think that this brave new world that we're in, we really need to sit back and have a long, philosophical, thoughtful conversation about how we're going to use these things, when and where.
Senator Rose admits he's more concerned about the general public using drones to spy on people than he is about police officers. Still, Sheriff Walsh says requiring police to get search warrants before they can fly a drone could burn up an hour or two of time investigating a case.
Other people, I suspect, think we're going to fly over looking for marijuana fields. We truly have better things to do with our time than that, believe it or not. And other people just think we're going to just constantly spy on them. If we're going to watch somebody overhead like that, I think is not a very useful way of doing it.
Congress is currently debating the use of drones within U.S. borders. On the state level, the National Conference of State Legislatures says 43 states have introduced bills and resolutions concerning unmanned aerial systems. That includes a resolution in Indiana to form a study committee on the issue. Its sponsor, Republican State Senator Jim Toms, says while the devices can be useful for the military, he has privacy and safety concerns about their use by the public.
It's the propensity sometimes of mankind to abuse technology. We've seen this happen with the Internet and people that hack into systems. And we can't be fooling ourselves that there's not a potential for abuse.
The FAA is searching for 6 sites in the country to test out civilian and military drones and recently asked states to apply to be considered. According to the FAA, Illinois and Indiana didn't apply, but 24 other states did.
We project that more than 100,000 new jobs will be created by 2025 in states that create a favorable regulatory and business environment for the industry.
That's Mario Moreno with the Association for Unmanned Vehicle Systems International. He says it'll be an economic boon for states that make themselves available to companies looking to test drones.
What's happening is, what we fear is that companies are going to, we're not only going to lose technology, we're going to lose potentially jobs if we're not able to test and be able to utilize these assets here. Companies are going to go abroad where they're already doing testing and the regulatory environment is not as constricting as it is here.
The FAA has until 2015 to meet a federal mandate allowing a greater use of drones in the civilian airspace. But as their technology and availability expand, critics continue to ask questions about the potential privacy and safety risks that could follow. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.